Okay. We are in Siman Shin Aleph. Sif Mem Vav.
Yes.
December, January 7th. We're almost finished with this Siman. I think it's 51. We could finish it. Yes. Okay. Well, let's make that for our goal today, because it'll be a long break till we... Oh, you got him?
Yeah, mister.
Yeah.
Okay. Mem love begodim hashruyim b'mayim. Garments that are soaking in water. Aser lenagvam somuch leish. You may not dry them by placing them next to a fire. Says the Ramah. And you can't carry them in your hands when you don't need to wear them, obviously. You may come to squeeze them. But that's not when you're particular about the water that's there, and you're not so particular about them being clean. And therefore you're not allowed to go to a place where you may slip. And fall into the water. Maybe your clothing will get soaked. And you'll come to squeezing them. Okay. Says the Mishnah, even a little bit soaked. So, in other words, it's wearable, I guess, but it's not that soaked. Kufsa machtes, also in agvam, you may not dry them, squeeze them out, dry them out by in front of the fire. Even though you're not allowed to do it out in the sun. So why do you have to tell me in front of a fire? Over there, it's only an issue of Maris Ayin. But here the Chiddush is, in front of the fire, there's a biblical aver, not a rabbinic suspicion, but a biblical prohibition. Because of cooking. And cleaning. Because that's the way you clean clothes, by drying them in front of the stove. And also it's prohibited to dry them, even if you're wearing them. Your clothes are wet and you just stand in front of the fire with your clothes on, and the clothes that are wet are going to dry out because of the fire. That's also biblically prohibited. If it's that hot of Yad Soletus. Kufayin, Somuch La'esh, near the fire. V'u'adin da'asr la'nicham al ha'tanur v'mokam she'ad soletus. You also can't place them on the stove in a place where it's too hot. V'olim nichshom, and many people stumble on this law, but in the same rhyme in our multitude of sins. Sheminichim b'chorif b'godim le'ichim al ha'tanur heim cham l'nagvam. With a place in the wintertime, their wet clothes on the stove to dry them. If it's not Yad Soletus, unless you can keep your hand on the stove and it doesn't push back, then you could dry it there. You shouldn't like spread it out, but just have it like folded up. We spread it out normally. It's always Osir, like I said before, because it looks like you're drying them. Kufayin Aleph, also the Taltalam, can't carry them. Vidavki Kishinosh B'mayim Ruvim. Only when they're soaked with a lot of water, you can't carry them. Kishibah Leia Mayim Ruvim. When a little water goes on them, Lo Chashim, when our concern, Shiova Dei Shli, will squeeze it, as we'll learn later on in Siman Shin Beis. And that's Kufayin Beis, even if you're not Makbid. When you are Makbid, when you're particular about the water. I know Shane Roach, speaking when you don't want water on the clothes. But let's say, I guess, towels that are always soaking in water. And Lachish, you're not concerned, you can carry them. So it comes out. All right. Let's see what we got going over here. Mem Vav. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Mem Hay? Oh. Yeah, Mem Hay. Ooh. What?
Remember.
We did Mem Hay.
Yeah.
It's interesting. We do not consider the issue. What about, you know, your clothes are soaked. You're wearing your clothes, right? You shouldn't walk with soaked clothes. What about the inyan of carrying water? So he says, no, since that's not the normal way to carry water, and you're in your clothes, that's not carrying. Even if it's a lot, so it doesn't matter if the rain soaks through your clothes or not. It's something you can't prevent. In other words, why are you allowed to walk in the rain? You're carrying rain. The answer is that's not the normal way to carry it, and you've got to be able to walk.
Yes.
You can't avoid it, so rabbis can't make a decree on that.
Yeah. You got to be stanced too, right?
So, therefore, even though you're allowed to go in the rain or in the snow, or let's say your garment fell in the water, you're allowed to go in them. We're not worried about carrying. You still have to be worried about schita, squeezing, and you shouldn't shake them out from the water. Okay, now. Wow. Lots. Okay, anyway, now what's wrong with squeezing? What's wrong with squeezing?
Yeah.
So a person who squeezes a garment until the water takes water, until he extracts water from it, you're chayiv because of laundering. That's the prohibition of laundering. Because that's part of laundering. When you wash the clothes, there's a spin cycle.
Yeah.
That's all it's there for. And that is osur because of cleaning. You're making it white. You're whitening it. Malabein. And there's other types of schita that's not allowed for another prohibition, mafarik, where you're separating something, which is part of dush, which is winnowing. And there's, let's say if you would have needed the water or other things that get squeezed. Okay. Therefore, in all activities on Shabbos, which include schita, is prohibited, even if your goal is not for washing the clothes. Even if you don't need the water, it's still rabbinically prohibited. Like any malacha sheina tzrich legufa. If you're doing an activity and you don't need the result of the activity, but you're still doing it, it's a malacha sheina tzrich legufa. So you're not chayiv achatas for it, but you're not allowed to do it. So it's also drabonim. So that's the issue over here. So although you're not planning on cleaning your clothes when you're squeezing out the liquid from it, and you don't need the water that's coming out of it, so you're not really getting the intended goal of two types of malachas, but it's still usur to do. It's rabbanan. And the truth is, even if you have intending to squeeze it out for the sake of cleaning it, the biblical prohibition only exists when the garment is made from natural fibers, like wool, cotton, things like that, because they usually absorb and the water gets absorbed into it, and then you got a problem. If they're soaking, then you're prohibited to take them out. But certain garments that are synthetic, polyester, polyethylene, whatever, they don't really absorb the water.
Yeah.
The water is next to it.
Yeah.
There's fibers, right, but it's not in it.
Between the fibers.
Right, it just gathers in the holes that are there. So that's like hair or skin, which you're allowed to soak in water. But still in all, there is an issue of schita, but it's only to rabbanan. So real squeezing with synthetic materials is only to rabbanan. It's not biblical because it's not actual schita. So therefore, let's say something that's made out of nylon or plastic, even though you use it for a garment, let's say a raincoat, a nylon raincoat or a nylon hat cover or a belt that's made out of plastic, whatever, there's no iser shechita at all Okay. Fine. So that's the first issue. So therefore, if you're coming out of the rain, and there's in a raincoat, a plastic raincoat, so even if you squeeze it, you haven't done anything because you did not extract any water from the garment.
Shaking it off would be okay with.
Well, there, what would be the prohibition? What are we going to get you for? The water never was inside the garment.
Separating.
You did. It's separated from the garment now. It's not in the garment. Would appear to be no problem. All right, that was that piece. Next piece in the piece Keshuva. Okay, if your clothes are soaking wet, you can wear them. We're not worried about you squeezing them because we didn't make that decree when you're wearing them. Okay? And therefore, your outer coat or your talus, whatever, also it's included in being permitted. And you don't have to take them off that you normally walk with them. And even lechachila, you may wear them soaking wet if you don't have anything else to go on. In other words, let's say you have a wet coat, and that's the only coat you have to wear. You may put on the wet coat. Not only if you're caught in the rain, you can keep the coat on, but if the coat is wet already, you may put it on as well. And the reason why the rabbis did not prohibit it, because covered up rias. Person needs to go with a coat. So therefore, when you get to your house, and now when you have other clothes to change into them, you have to change from them into a dry garment. Covered up brias only goes so far. So when you're in the street, okay, you're not going to take your coat off. But once you're in the house, to change your clothes. Look at this. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal HaTanya, is more lenient. He says, let's say you fell into some water and your clothes got wet, etc., or it rained a lot. He says, and then when you get home, you don't have to take them off right away. But you go with them the whole day, and we're not concerned you're going to forget and squeeze it as you're going in them. Appears from his words, you don't have to take them off even when you get home, and you have clothes to dry them with, because they weren't concerned a person will come to squeeze clothes that he's wearing. However, so it's a big leniency, he's saying, but says the piece of Keshuva, but if you're home and you can change clothes, why not change your clothes? Yeah. And it's not such a big deal to be machmer in that kind of a case. Now, when it means you have different clothes to change into, what does that mean? It means Shabbos clothes that it's worthy to wear, like you normally wear on Shabbos. They may not be as nice as the Shabbos ones have. But let's say it's like this. You only had one nice Shabbos suit.
Right.
And all you got left is a weekday garment.
Right.
So he said you should not change into a weekday garment because it's desecrating the Shabbos in terms of what you're wearing for Shabbos.
You're better off to go in a wet suit.
If people would know this for Shabbos afternoon, they'd think twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's saying even though, you know, we don't want to worry about a malach of schita, but if you only got a weekday garment, better to sit in your wet Shabbos garment than in your dry weekday garment. Same thing with your socks. If your socks get wet, if you don't have to other ones, you can go in them. Even though every step you make, squish, 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 you're squeezing out some stuff from your socks. But that's okay. All right, because covered up brias, you don't have anything else to change into. Okay. Now, what else? You should not. Now, your wet garments, when you're in the house, you should not spread them out, right? Because there's marasayin. People will think you were washing them, right? So that's okay. So, therefore, you should not spread them out in a way of marasayin. Interesting. Where did he? This was from before. This was from before. Mishnah Berurah Kuf Samach Beis. Kuf Samach Beis. Oh, you're right. I backed it up. This was. These are the Piskei Shuvos from the last halacha of last week. Memhei. Sorry, so we never did that. All right, so we're catching up. Catching up. All right, so it was from last week we're really catching up on. And then we're going to have to do two this week. Oh, my goodness. Whoa, baby.
There goes that whole infallible mama.
No, we ain't finishing the parak simon today. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah said last week you should not, if you spread out wet garments, let's say you wash the clothes before Shabbos, you shouldn't hang them on the line before Shabbos, because the non-Shabbos people will think you wash them on Shabbos. Even in the privacy of your own home, you can't do that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. And that's the Mishnah Berurah based on the conclusion of many of the later rabbis. Even if some water fell on them, you shouldn't spread them out. But some say dafka, when the entire garment is wet, then you can't, then it's usher, even if they're all a little bit moist. If the entire garment is a little bit moist. But if only part of the garment is wet, then we don't have to worry. No one's going to think that you washed it, because you see that part of it is dry. People, I don't know, I don't get this. How do people see that it's dry? It's the neighbor across the street looking in your backyard. How would they see that they're dry? I don't understand. I understand what they're saying. Anyway, on the other hand, we find out that those who write to prohibit, even if the garment is dry a little bit, because for whatever reason, where we normally hang them up, you shouldn't do it. Because, again, people won't tell if they're dry. Okay. Okay. Anyway, but the only time this prohibition of to hang up the wet clothes is when there is possible concern that a person would think that you're drying them after you wash them. Okay? So now as you're putting it in a, you're drying it in a classical place where you hang things up to dry. So I say, even, let's say some of these people put on the when they have the radiators, you put on the radiator. Right. Or on whatever, or on the, on a railing, in other words, where normally people would, on a peg, whatever. But if you put your garment in a place that you normally do place it normally, then you could do it even if it's wet, and even if you want it to dry. So if you hang in a place that's normally not hung up, then that would not be a problem. Okay, so I guess you'd have to look, where do you normally, when you, let's say, do your shirts, right, in the house? For those who still wash their own shirts, which we do. We've got too many white shirts to send to the laundry. So normally there's a spot in the laundry room where you hang up the wet white shirts. So that place you couldn't do it. But if I would hang it up somewhere else where I normally don't hang it up, let's say in my closet, even wet, I don't hang them up in my closet wet. But if I would hang it up in my closet wet, then no one, then it would be okay. Okay. What else? Even to have the non-Jew do it, it's not allowed. Just like any other melacha that's the Rabbanan, it cannot be done through a goy unless it's a place of hefzer, chasat chak, or tzorach mitzvah. So even have the nanny hang it up on the line is not allowed. Huh. Okay.
Over a heating pan?
The heating vent that comes up.
Like, the vent.
Well, do you normally do that?
Sometimes I throw my jacket on the doorknob and it's like by the heating vent, so I open it up.
That's okay.
Doorknob's okay because you don't usually do
that. You don't, you know. Now, remember, this whole prohibition was to hang it up on Shabbos. It was washed before Shabbos. Hanging it up on Shabbos is prohibited, right? But if you hung it up before Shabbos, even though it's wet, you don't have to remove it after Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, okay, so what if on Shabbos you did transgress or by mistake and you spread it out to dry it out? So let's say... You forgot you weren't allowed to do that, right? So the clothes just were washed, Now, on Shabbos, you hung them up. And then you remember, oops, I'm not supposed to do that. But now they're hanging. Yeah. So what do? Remove them on Shabbos immediately. And if they're wet, very wet, you have to take them off with a shinui, because they really have a status of muktzah. If they're soaking wet, they're muktzah. So you have to take them out with a shinui. Right? It's a separate issue now. A shirt that's soaking wet is muktzah, because if you hung it up soaking wet before Shabbos, so when Shabbos came, you at that moment, you can't use it. So now it's muktzah. So now you got yourself in a pickle. Right? You hung it up on Shabbos, soaking wet. And now you know, I'm not supposed to leave it there. Now you got to take it down, but it's muktzah. So take it off with a shinui. That's what you have to do.
And you're taking it off because of...
Because Maris Ayin.
Right, okay.
Now, what if you didn't remove it and they dried totally? Now, if you hung it up intentionally, you knew you're not allowed to do it. I'm doing it anyway. I don't care. And then they're dry. Now you'd like to wear it on Shabbos. Not allowed to until Matzah Shabbos. What if by mistake you left it up, you hang it, and then you had guests for Friday night dinner, and I said, I see you hung up your clothes on Shabbos. You know, you weren't allowed to do that. Oh, I didn't know. And now they're dry. Then if they weren't soaking wet as Shabbos came in, then you can wear them. Okay. Okay. Now look what the Chazon Ish adds. Chazon Ish says in his generations, that's already 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago. In our generations where people are very lax in keeping Shabbos, you should be very concerned for Maris Ayin at all, even though it's not usher at all, and therefore even to hang up the line on Erev Shabbos, if it's like an Eretz Yisrael, people hanging on the line, everybody sees your clothes hanging on the line, you should not leave them hanging before Shabbos into facing a public thoroughfare. It's also an issue of covered Shabbos. Okay, but in your house, so again, to review this point, so let's say you're doing the laundry on Friday afternoon, and it's done before Shabbos, but it's wet. So you may hang it up in your house because you did it before Shabbos.
Right.
But when they dry, okay, now the question is, when they dry, he hasn't discussed it, but let's just say, right? What if they now are dry on Shabbos? Let's say you washed it before Shabbos, okay, you have a Shabbos shirt for Friday night. Now you want to wear that shirt that you washed on Erev Shabbos, Shabbos morning.
Yeah.
Now it's dry. What's the answer? Tell me the answer. Can you or can't you?
You should be allowed to because it was,
They're soaking wet as Shabbos comes in. You hung them up 5 minutes before Shabbos and they're wet. They're very wet. Can't wear them.
So now it's
muksa because it was muksa as Shabbos came in, right?
So it retains the status of muksa.
That's the rule. So if something is muksa,
the
whole Shabbos.
Out, right?
If something is muksa as the Shabbos comes in, it's muksa for the whole Shabbos.
Now, if you left it there till the next Shabbos, it wouldn't be
for muksa. Sure. if you left something out there for so long, for the next Shabbos it was permitted.
Right. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna skip. Okay, he says the same thing for synthetic materials. You shouldn't hang up before. Okay. I'm going to skip a lot of this stuff. All right, I'm just going to go further. Let's move on. Okay, Mem Zion. Yep. Okay, Memzai. Lo yishtach adam es kelev b'shabbos afilu minaseh. A person should not spread out his garments, even because they're sweated up. Again, it's maris ayin, because a person thinks you washed it on Shabbos.
No Mishnah.
Okay, next. Memches. Mistabeg adam be'aluntis. Okay, what's an alontis? Perish beged shemistapkin bo la'achar sherochatzin. I guess a towel that you dry yourself after you wash yourself. So you can dry yourself in a towel. Yeah? Umevia biyoto, and you can carry it in your hand. V'loi chashin and shema yolizchot. We're not concerned, remember, you're going to squeeze it. Okay? And also, but on the condition, fish lo yimsor lebalonim, but don't give your bath towel to the people who work in the mikvahs, the bath attendants. Shem chashun asrid, because we're concerned they're going to squeeze them. Okay, what's that all about? Mem. One second, where am I now? Kufayin gimel, yeah? Mistabeg, a person can dry himself. Mashma, mi mugger run, a person mugger run. De bismanazet nowadays. Tovli stabik bedover shade mak, but alma mema, you should. It's better to dry yourself with something that you're not so particular about it being wet, because we're not worried about schita. I guess a regular bath towel. Uber grum masher de stam alonti su dover shade mak, but alma. Uber grum says, a general bath towel, you're not particular about it. Kufay dal balontis, afilu kol gufo. Even if you washed your whole body, where there's lots of water, la'achashrochas zatz b'mayim sonim. Let's say you took a cold shower, if you were allowed on Shabbos, or let's say a guy came out of the mikvah, who could la'kemei b'simin shimin chafel, like we learned earlier. That's okay. Anyways, you're totally wet. You can use a towel to dry yourself, and also kufay and hey umaviyah b'yod. You can bring it with your hands. So toch beisun to your house, but mokash esher when there's an eruv. Even though we learned earlier in the Haggah, the also l'tal to davar sher b'mayim, we said you can't wear something that's soaking in water. Shiny hacha on the next page. This is different. Why? Kaven the hatiru hasipuk. Since we allowed yourself to dry yourself with the towel after you got wet. V'lo chashu shchita. We're not concerned for squeezing. Shin the efsher b'li sifug, because it's impossible without washing. I don't understand what he's saying.
Bring it home.
Why is he saying it's different? He says we're not concerned. You might squeeze it. Why? What's your English say? Mishum diefsher b'li sifug, because it's not possible without. You can't take a shower without drying yourself. Lekach hitir gamav, therefore allow you to bring it. Base with this house. Can't cause him hunger up wrong, that's what the government writes. Well, visa comes out. Once you took it home and put it wherever you put it, then then you can't carry it. Because now you're finished with what you needed it for this. Let's say you go to the mikvah. You go to the mikvah. I can't go to the mikvah, I don't have a towel. I gotta dry myself. Okay, so now you take. So if you're a chassid, you go Shabbos morning to the mikvah. So now you took the towel. Right. Now you take the towel home. You put the towel down somewhere. Once it's down, now I don't need it anymore. So now you can't move it.
So now it becomes muksa? Is that why you can't?
Well, no, we're afraid you're going to squeeze it.
Okay.
Avobel Yaraba Hevi B'Shem Sefer HaTrum. The Rabbi writes, the Sifuk Balonti Slo Mechashev Oba Mai Muatim. That drying is only with a little bit of water. We never decreed to not carry it because of squeezing. You may carry it. I guess it's hard to squeeze such a towel. When you take a shower,
he's saying there's not enough water.
It's not enough water because the towel is so thick.
It's damp.
Isn't there something we soaked? Isn't there something about hair we're concerned
about? Oh, that's a different thing about the hair. It's a different thing about the hair. We'll have to see. But he's not talking about
the
hair.
Not
talking about that.
He's talking about the towel.
A towel gets really damp, but not soaked. So it's very unlikely that you would bring it out.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. You can't squeeze a damp towel without squeezing water out of it.
Yeah. All right, next. Memtes. Mutar lirchos yodav banar b'shabbos. You can wash your hands in a river on Shabbos. Uvacho tziyim imamayim shalom, but don't take them out with water on them. Chutz l'nor, outside the nor, arba'as four amos.
Shake them off
before you move. Mishabura chutz l'nor, arba amos. Nokar arba'as, why do you choose four amos? Mishum de stam mokom hayabosha shal sasayam and horas hu karmelis, because the place outside of the river is probably a karmelis. But what if it's just a rabim then, next to water? Asla hotziyadav min hanor. You couldn't take your hand out of the water. You got to drive them right away. Bazoo, together. You got to shake them out while you're on top of the water before you move away. Because the Nara is a Karmelis. You can't take from a Karmelis to Shusarab. It's unlikely to ever have such a situation, but you could not do that. Okay, next. Simen Nun. Yotzin, you can go on to Rosh Hashanah and bepishton saruk v'tzemer menupots with flax that have been combed and cotton that's been beaten.
Did you miss the first one?
What did I miss?
Chatatim.
There's no chatatim.
50. You're doing
none? Yotzin bepishton saruk v'tzemer menupots.
So mine starts with.
You sure you're on Nun?
Yeah.
Yotzin bepishton saruk v'tzemer menupots shebaroshe balei chatotim. That's the next word. That you put on people who have a certain scabs.
Yeah.
All right? Emasai bizman shetzoven ukrochen oshiotza bahem sha'achas mivod yom. When can you do it? When they were dyed and they were wrapped up already? Or he went out with them a little bit before Shabbos? Not exactly sure what he means by that. Let's see the Mishabura. Kufayin zayin bale chatotim. Vayisin said, why did he do this? Kadesh yenira kiseir. You want to make it look like he has hair on his head. Is this type of a wig? Yes. I guess people who have some type of wounds on their head, so they put it on. It looks like, I guess it's good for the wound, and it looks like you got hair over there. I don't know, a certain type of false wig you put over those, or maybe they're just maybe unsightly. Got scabs all over your head, so you put a wig on, you cover it up, you don't see the scabs. But you have to do, what is it? Shetzoven ukrochen kufayin ches. They were dyed and wrapped around. Hainu shetzoven lenoi ukrochen bimshicha. You dyed them for beauty, and what is it? You wrap them by pulling them.
Yeah, so it looks like a garment.
Da'az nechshav kimalbus. Then it looks like a garment. Okay, I don't understand. What kind of garment? A wig? Okay.
That's why you can walk.
So that's the way it's got to look. Or, Oshiyotzo, what was the second condition? You went out with them from before Shabbos. The Goli died to them, Abushikaimit, because then you're revealing that's a type of a garment. But, Vimlotzon, Vloyotzo, but he didn't dye them. He didn't go out before them. After Talton, Osir Mishum Muktzah, you can't carry them because of Muktzah. Achim Choshim, Odiom, Lotzon, but if you intended to use them before Shabbos, look earlier in Simon Shin Yuches. I'm trying to wonder, what is the issue here? Were they muktzah before Shabbos here?
Well, if it doesn't look like clothes, then you can't. It's like you're carrying it. But they have to dye it, make it look nice, and tie it up.
So if his issue is, what about a toupee for a man?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Peos rosh v'zokim, or things you use for work? When they're stuck. Okay, so in such a case, you're not afraid. I guess the concern is if they'd fall off, you would carry them. So a real toupee, guy doesn't want it. Doesn't want to carry it. You notice I don't think so many people wear toupees anymore.
It's not what I was doing when we were talking about this.
Used to be in style, but not anymore.
Bald heads are in style.
That's right. Thank you, Telly Savalas. So therefore, you're not worried you're going to take it out, so it's considered an ornament, and therefore you can go with it. Okay, one more. Nun Aleph. Nun Aleph. Mutar lotzeis b'mitznefes shetolim b'tzavor l'mish yesh lo mako b'yod b'zroh. You can go with a hat that you hang from your neck for someone who has a wound in his hand or in his arm.
It doesn't say a hat. It says a long cloth.
A long cloth. Usually mitznef is a hat. A long cloth.
That
I guess it's for like a, what do you call it?
Oh, maybe a sling.
A sling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's a sling.
Yeah. So you can go with a sling. V'chein b'smartutin, also different types of rags. Hakruchim ala yad o ala es v'sheshma, where you have a wound.
Yeah, like a bandage.
Okay, kufei. Mutar lotzei shekol elo enech shavim lehem mishmas. It's not considered a load. Elehem ke tachshit lehem. It's like an ornament. Beautiful for your hand, can't circle. You have to say that. And that's the text we have in that sefer until Sefer Shabbos. Some have it on your head. Toss is a mistake. Oh, wait, it's the correct text that you have by your hand. Kuf pei beis that are kruchim ala yad that are wound up on your hand. Hu adin be kruchim ala makamamish, or if it's wrapped around the wound itself, literally. And look earlier in Simon Chav Beis and Sif Chav Ches. Mashkazam, what we wrote over there. The Gani Schema Od Harbi Rachronim, many Achronim agree to that point. Umash Mesimus Chaim, it seems from the way the Machaber writes over here straight out. The Bezen Nechsha Kamal, which is considered a garment, Afil Yotzavim Shachas Mavdim, even if you didn't walk out before it on Shabbos, Mashing, which is not the case in Sif Nun Hakodem. Chen Kosamang Ravram, Chen Sadal Yerab, Chaim Ber Halacha says all that same thing. Okay, in other words, all right, he's saying it's a sling, and you put your hand in the sling. But what if your hand doesn't hurt that much, and sometimes you can go without using it? In other words, sometimes you got to keep the hand like this. Then that's okay. But what if you know, the doctor says, well, it's better to have it a little bit more than not, so you could have it in the sling and out of the sling, and then the sling's hanging from your neck. Then you shouldn't go with the sling hanging out in the public thoroughfare. Unless it's made to warm you up, and it's also like a scarf. So in other words, if the sling is something you have to always keep your hand in, then you can go out. But if it's not to always go, then you cannot go out. Okay. So like we said, so there's no class for the next while here. At least the next two.